It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, a show that was really designed with you in mind and created and founded on kingdom principles. It's a show that's designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And of course, I would not want to do the show without my two wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Can you see I'm really excited? I'm excited because on the show today, our very own Niles gets to bring us the principle for today. And you're going to be in for a wonderful treat because KJ and I get to decipher what Niles has just said. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to do something a little different and talk about business. And I'm excited about that. So without further ado, I'll be quiet and let Niles have the floor.
Thank you so much. I am excited, and it's great to be here with you guys once again. Okay, so today's principle, pushing through persecution. That's a real word. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start off with two verses from the Bible. Luke 6, verse 22. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. John 15, verse 18. The world hates you. Know that it has hated me before you. I'm sorry. Know that it hated me before it hated you. Okay. So, at some time in your life, if you are on the path that God has designed for you, the path of fulfilling your mission, walking towards your purpose, and it is inevitable that you will face ridicule, persecution, discouraging comments. Your reputation may be attacked. You will be mocked. Your character may be assassinated or in question. Folks may put you down. Now, in doing this and going through these experiences, it may make you question yourself. Some folks just won't like you, and you may not know, what did I do? And why? Because it's a part of the program when you've accepted your assignment here on Earth. It just comes with it. Who is this an example of? I'm sure you guys know. Jesus Christ. He dealt with the ultimate form of persecution. People spit in his face. He was stoned. He was mocked. He was treated terribly because he was bold in accepting his mission for God. He knew why he was here. That was his purpose. He spoke truth. He spoke power. He spoke with God's power. And I ain't talking about false prophets. I ain't talking about folks who use God's name in vain or use it as a crutch to push their image. I mean folks who are really in it for what it really is. There's no self-agenda. It's only God's agenda. And that doesn't always work. Insecurities arise. They develop a disdain for you. They may talk about you, but as long as you know that your purpose and your path was crafted by God, then you don't let what man says or does get you down to the point where you feel like throwing in the towel. Because I feel like we all get there sometimes, especially when you hear something extremely discouraging or you're just going through an experience that you feel like you're just drowning in. And we must remember this. Man's eye is in God's eye. Man's ear is in God's ear. We don't see or fully understand what God sees or hears. So don't you ever give man the power to make you doubt or question yourself. Your purpose was designed for you, not for anyone else. Designed for you by God. And just know that things get a little muddy. They will get a little muddy. It is inevitable. But it will all make sense when God says to you, job well done, my faithful servant. Man. And I said what I said. What y'all think?
Wow. Can I do this?
That was a clean. That was a cool take.
Whoa. Man, I'm sitting here. Go ahead, KJ, because I know, right?
Oh, there we go. I like that right there.
I don't have my emojis anymore. So I can't react. But hey, he said it. He pretty much, to sum it up in like one sentence, it's like new levels, new devils. You know, absolutely. People are going to hate on you no matter what. And what are you going to do about it? I always go back to this scene because I think this scene is like super inspirational for me. The August Wilson scene with Troy and Corey when I think it was Troy saying, Corey saying like, oh, how come you never liked me? You know? And Troy responds like you. Who said I got to like you? You know, you better be mindful of people doing right by you. Because people are not going to like you, you know, throughout your journey and throughout your purpose. So you have to persevere because it's so much greater than man. And man can do whatever they want, but God's will is going to prevail no matter what. Mm-hmm. So people are going to hate. People are going to be jealous. People are going to feel like, oh, this person's a threat to what I'm trying to do. You know, if that person was really in tune with God, then there wouldn't be any threats. You are working together. Okay, how can I help this man or help this woman elevate their purpose? You know, how can I be their ladder, hold up their ladder? So new levels, new devils. Mm-hmm. And you got to persevere.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Niles, honestly, you're teaching, and I, if I haven't said it before, I'm saying it now. I absolutely love the way that you break it down so that we can kind of use it in today's lifestyle now. And KJ, you're absolutely right. But I'd piggyback off of the new levels, new devils. It's actually new dimensions. the reason I say that, because with a level, I want you to liken that other level to having the same mindset, but you're governing a little bit more than what you were governing before. And I remember saying that one morning in prayer about 3:30. I was living in Atlanta, and I'm downstairs and getting ready to pray. And I was like, yes, God, new levels, new devils. And the Holy Spirit said, do not say that again. And I'm thinking, oh, boy. Yeah. When you are going with the same mindset, yes, it's the same level. But when your mindset has shifted, it's actually a new dimension. And it's not just semantics. It's not just a play on words. It's serious because you don't want to start governing over something that's a lot. And you still have that same mindset thinking that I got to have people like me. I got to have people like my post, or I got to have people say something really kind about me. Who cares? And I'm not saying that to be ugly, but when you are focused, like Niall said, you're focused on your purpose, you really don't have any time to concern yourself. Now, of course, you want people in your life that'll be your accountability partners. Those people are free to kind of call you behind the veil and say, listen, you kind of came out of character, or, you know, this was said, and I know you probably didn't mean it like that. They hold your feet to the fire. But as far as people, you don't really have time. I swear to you, you don't. Mm-hmm. I remember when just a few years ago, still living in Atlanta, I had a really big case from an insurance company that we had just gotten credentialed with. And lo and behold, the insurance company said, yes, we can go in and see the patient. We can actually start the services. 3 months into us giving the services, they tell us that they're not going to pay the bill. Now, that's thousands of dollars, almost six figures. And I'm looking at this thing saying, oh, dear God, talk about the persecution. Now, we were doing a good thing, right? We were taking care of this patient because we had been given the goal, the authorization to do so. Now, imagine 27 nurses that you're responsible for every week. Now you got to tell them, hit a snafu. I'll be giving you your money, but it probably will be outside of what you're used to. Can you imagine the persecution? I had 17 lawsuits filed against me. I'm smiling now, but I had no hair up here. And I'm standing at the courthouse, right? And, you know, you have 30 days to answer a summons. So I go and answer the summons, and they knew me by name. Dr. Scott, you know what to do. And it was really embarrassing, right? And I'm thinking, man. So I went to God, and I'm like, Daddy, I did what you said do. Why are they coming against me like this? And I was reminded that your days really are filled with persecution, but keep your focus. So I said all that to say, when it happens, because it is going to happen, especially when you're choosing righteousness over religion, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be okay. Have people in your corner that can, you know, kind of get you out of that muck and mire and keep going forward. So you were spot on, man. Sorry about the soliloquy there, but this thing is real, man. I know what it feels like to have someone write something, you know, on the internet about you. And you're like, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it. So I said all that to say, don't get hooked up or don't concern yourself with people putting those things out there on you. You stay true to him and to them, the people that you're serving with your gifts. Anything else, it will not matter. That's my take. What'd you think?
That is completely true. I mean, like I said, persecution is a part of the program.
Oh, come on.
Adversity is a part of the program. I don't know why people think that when you are doing something outside of the ordinary, when you are doing something outside of the average, it's going to be this smooth transition.
Oh, my God.
Just a nice little way. You are going to be in the thick of it. Because when you choose certain things, especially when it comes to something of substance, something of power,
yes,
a lot comes with that. Like, absolutely. You are inviting, the target is on your back.
You better believe it, man.
I think Jesus knew that, which is why he was able to go through all those things that he went through. Things that he went through, especially with the crucifixion, they crucify him like they crucified, you know, the people that were, you know, just in general. Like, his process was just, it was excruciating.
It was.
They really tried to break that man down and really just strip him of his humanity. And he just took it like it was nothing.
I was about to add on to that. Like, we can talk about like how persecution is going to come. Period. All right, but going through it, that's the tough part. You know, we can say, like, oh, don't expect some backlash, expect some push from life, from people, from different situations. Like, stuff is going to come up and it's going to affect your journey. But going through it takes a different type of willpower, because you're going to have the knowledge of what's coming. But when you go through it, that's like, I signed up for this.
But here's the thing, though, too, and I'm glad you said that. If you're thinking, and this is for anyone seriously thinking about, I'm going to do what Matthew 6:33 tells us to do, to seek ye first the kingdom. If you're serious about it, would you please allow the Holy Spirit? He's the governor in the earth. Would you allow him, honestly, to teach, lead, and guide you? Because it's not self-will, it's not willpower, it's not positive affirmations, it's not any of that. Because that takes you into new age, and you don't want to do that if you're serious about that walk. If you want to do new age, that's on you. We don't propagate anything other than kingdom principles, kingdom living, and that which we can't do, he does it. I swear to you, he'll carry you.
Yeah.
And we just have to remember that we are in a world that is extremely flawed. We are in a world that contains man. And unfortunately, we're born into iniquity by iniquity. So with that, a lot of the things we touch, we corrupt. Why? Because I feel like sometimes, and this is not everyone, I feel like we try to replace God's power with our power, you know what I'm saying, with our vision. And I feel like a lot of the time, even when it comes to dictatorships or whatever, they want people to look to them and like become their God. I'm like, no, we just saw a great example of this. people making someone their God who's recently in office. Look what came from that. When you make man your God, he's not going to save you. He can be taken out any day because he is a human being. Do not put that man on a pedestal. There's only one stool, and that's for Lord Jesus Christ. God.
I love it. I love it. Look at this man. Hey.
I'll take a stool, though. I'll take a stool, but it's a throne.
You know. you take an earthly stool, not a heavenly stool.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, please do not forget to be interactive with us. You know, we're here. We are serving you with our gifts, but we want you to be interactive. And you can do that by calling 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And of course, I'm 3 weeks in now, 3 weeks or 2 weeks in on Talk to Tanji at 7 o'clock in the morning. 3 weeks. Thank you guys for showing up. And that Stevenson and that Hunter. I can always depend and count on you guys. I believe that Niles and KJ were there in spirit. Uh-huh. But anyway.
Thank you,
Niles. And then, of course, please stay tuned at half of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, because again, we are going to talk a little shop talk on business for those who are serious about starting their business. I've got a few tidbits, and this is the perfect time for you to start your business, and I'm going to show you how. All right? All right. Take it away.
Katie. You know what? I'm talking about one guy who's just been a huge legend in terms of like rising above every single situation, you know. The legend himself, Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
You know, yesterday was the day where the tragic
accident. Year from the tragic accident last year. That took the lives of him. You know, Gian, his daughter Gigi, and multiple other individuals who were on board. I don't ever want to forget the miser. I know we hear about Kobe. Kobe is a legend. We also have to remember that there were other lives lost that day. So yesterday was the anniversary. It's not something that we want to celebrate. But yesterday was 1 year from the tragic accident, and Kobe, I feel like he put not just L.A. on his back, but the world on his back. And I feel like he was a great example of philanthropy. Like, think about it. He was at the height of his career, stepped away at the height of his career. And just to be able to want to give to others as your job after, the job that you just completed.
100%.
That's a lot of person.
Hey.
Like, talk about a mission. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the things that he went through his career, good and bad, especially the persecution. You know, and he just rose above it all. Mindset, power. You can tell that his power came from a godly power. And when you have from, godly power, that doesn't mean you do everything right.
For sure.
That doesn't mean that you do everything, just seamlessly. It's just, it is a reminder that God put something in all of us.
Yes.
It is up to us to tap into that thing. Through injury, through bumps, through bruises. I mean, this dude played with, a messed up theory. You know, and that's one of those things that, ends career. You know, so Kobe, man, it's just something that doesn't seem real still. Mm. And he was our hero.
Mm-hmm.
Not godly hero, but he was one of our heroes.
Absolutely.
He inspired so many around the world just by doing what he does and recognizing and really honesting on to that power that God put in him. You can tell that he recognized that it was there. And he got to squeeze the juice out of life. All the OJ, he squeezed out of orange by the time he left here at 41. Think about it. 41. He accomplished what most people wouldn't accomplish in a few lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
He left orange. It was unfortunate, but the man left on E, and look at us now.
Amen.
It's like his presence is still felt.
That's it.
His presence is still here.
Absolutely.
That's what happens when you choose to say yes to your mission that God has, put you on earth for. When you say yes to that mission and you follow through, you won't be forgotten. There's no way, because God's power and his light shines through you.
Amen.
You know, in light of like yesterday, there's a little video we're going to show, 30-second video from a poet. Just tribute to the Black Mamba himself. Here we go. Let me know if you can hear. Sorry. New platform, guys. New platform.
You're doing well.
Thanks.
Yep.
Here we are.
He made a choice. Nothing grandiose in action, simpler in theory, easier said than done. Kobe decided his destiny. Young and wide-eyed, like who could tell him his hands weren't big enough to palm a ball, when in his mind they were big enough to palm the world. Came to grips with the fact there is nothing he can't handle, willing to pay the callous for his decisions. I bet God wasn't up there early. Told him to see that 2 times and get up 8. He taught us we all have the same 24 hours in a day. When it comes down to it, Kobe decided, and we followed suit. Because these days we have a different mentality. The Mamba lives in us, so we wake up a little earlier, work a little harder, stay a little longer, expect a little more out of life, and we cannot rest, we cannot rest, we cannot rest if job's not finished.
Wow.
Mamba forever.
Wow.
That was what I'm about to play right after that.
Who is that? Who did that?
It was from, hold on real quick. His name is right here.
You playing everything today, man.
I know. I'm about to play every Kobe's tribute. I got it from Bleacher Report.
Okay. And
his name was, wow. I'm going to find the name.
It's okay. Seriously.
I'll let you know. I'm sorry. But it's called,
it's good.
It's called The Mamba Story, a Kobe Bryant tribute. He's really in. Yeah, 24. One thing. I think, I don't know who said it. Was it Byron Scott? I was watching an interview with Byron Scott the other day, and the reason why he wore number 24 is because of the number of hours within in the day.
Oh, come on!
Yeah.
What?
So he's a true legend. Speaking of basketball, this weekend, Steph Curry passed Reggie Miller for second most threes of all time. Now Steph Curry is one of the best 3-point shooters in the NBA history. Now, what if I told you that Tom Brady is more likely to make a Super Bowl run than Curry is to make a three?
What's the analogy? I don't understand it.
Well, Tom Brady just made the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a different team than the New England.
First season, right?
First season, you know, he's the greatest of all time when it came down to football or athlete history. And he pretty much half of his career, he's been in a Super Bowl. Just put that in perspective. Most players make it there once or don't even make it at all. About half of his career, he makes it into the Super Bowl. And just put that in just perspective with Curry and his 3-point shot. We have Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. He's going against him, not this weekend, but the next weekend. That's just an amazing feat. We're seeing greatness.
Absolutely.
Every day. And don't waste these moments. I'll just say that.
Now, who's going to the Super Bowl?
Tampa Bay.
City. Yeah.
Wow. Once again, isn't that something?
I'm sorry?
I said, once again, isn't that something?
Yeah. Brady and Patrick. You know, this is the first time in Super Bowl history where a team is playing at home, at their actual home. Tampa Bay, Florida, there will be fans, social distance and everything. But
I love it.
It's gonna be a great sight. The old and new generation going against each other.
Now, what is that an example of? When you think of Patrick Mahomes and you think of Tom Brady
passing the torch.
That's passing the torch.
Yeah.
It's a great example of what a leader truly is.
Regardless
of where you go, you will impact and affect the environment that you're in. And you talk about persecution.
Yeah.
When it came to Tom Brady, People were rooting against the Patriots.
I'm a Dolphin fan, and I got tired. Did
you really?
Yeah, because it's always the Dolphins. Like always see the Dolphins. It was just like, bro, give us a chance. But yeah, we're watching history right now. You know, you can impact a leader. Here's age and experience are two different things.
For sure. Yep.
Patrick Mahomes, he's like 24, 25. Brady's in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
This is Patrick Mahomes' second Super Bowl run. So put that in a perspective of like, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. He's a baby. He's a baby, but with some calluses, but he came in and said, oh no, I'm better. Watch me.
Tom Brady is 43 years old. Talk about excellence. So longevity to me equates to excellence. You can have a hot run for 1 or 2 years, but this man has been consistent. He's 43 years old as a quarterback. Most people retire by the time they hit 40.
Right.
You know? And I'm rooting for Tom Brady because he just has that thing. Obviously, he does something differently and he sees differently, and you can tell by the results. You know, when he was with the Patriots, everybody was saying like, "Oh, he's just missed the team without the team." Obviously, that's wrong. First year to another team, we take him to the Super Bowl. He hasn't seen a pop from the Super Bowl since when?
13 years.
That's been a long time.
Yeah.
So that's the leadership, and that's just like really setting yourself apart.
You better believe it.
100%. One thing to look out for this Friday, guys, just want to let you know, Denzel Washington and Rami Malek, and I keep forgetting his name.
The little things come out Friday
on the 29th, January 29th. Look out for that. If your theaters are open, check it out on theaters or check it on HBO. It's a really fun. It is so enticing. It's good to see my man Denzel back on the screen. Now, all of our Californians, the stay at home has been lifted.
Don't go crazy. You're not going crazy. Okay?
There's still a catch. There's still logs. All right. Like,
yeah.
You run outside and live freedom. But it is benefiting businesses. It's focusing on businesses and productions. So film industry can get up and running once again. We had that 1 month. We had the 1 month off. Also, outdoor eating is back as well. So we now get to eat outside. So businesses can get that more once we get to our business segment. Also, Biden has been on a splurge of signing executive orders, reversing a lot of laws that the Trump administration had in place. And also trying to bring unity back to our country when it came down to systemic racism, gender equality, economic aid when it comes down to the coronavirus. So there is a lot of changes coming as fast because executive orders that is like, boom, all right, we're moving forward with it. So Biden is holding up to his word. And he is coming through with a lot. Speaking of presidencies, round two, Trump and his impeachment single article of impeachment. So if you guys don't know what's going on, because of the Capitol riots, a lot of the House walked over the article of impeachment to the Senate, saying that he sparked the riots. So they're now going to investigate and put him on impeach him for a see if he's ready for impeachment for a second time. And
based on what I heard recently, it's pretty much he'll probably be acquitted.
Yeah.
They said his acts weren't unconstitutional. But I think it is interesting. I think either investigated or arrested 400 people who were involved in the Capitol. I know a lot of folks thought about Brown inauguration. You know, there was going to be another part two of that. But I think after, getting the not just the slap on the wrist, getting the the handcuffs around the wrist. Right. You know, people are learning, you know, from that. It's just sad that it had to get to that point. But here's the thing, regardless of people getting arrested or not, it's still not going to change their mindset. If anything, sometimes in those situations, people just choose to turn on the system.
Right.
And they create like this vengeance against the system. So, like I said, just another example of having to, you know, do a facelift, you know, when it comes to people's hearts and intentions and perspectives.
For sure. The
world is enough for everybody to coexist. It's different.
Yeah.
God didn't, you know, just make, you know, white and black and all these other, you know, colors, you know, to be separate. He did it in mind so we can coexist and work toward a particular outcome, which is for him anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, one more thing is that Trump has been saying that he's willing to start his own political party, which puts the Republican Party more at a split. So this would be really interesting for
more division.
More division. But passing it on to you, Dr. T, that's all for Trending Topics.
You know, after that, man, I don't know if I even want to say anything about something that's going to make you feel good and inspire you and motivate you and hold you accountable for your purpose. But hey, I guess I will. I've got a book coming out, man, the Journaling with Dr. Tanji, finally deciding to move forward. I'm really, really excited about it. I've had a lot of people to hold my ladder and tell me that, you know, it is time. So with that being said, if I'm not mistaken, pre-order is sometime in February. And as soon as the date is selected, we'll definitely let you know. And we'll have some really good fun prizes and upcoming events with our VIPs so that you can chat with us and kind of read an excerpt of the book and, hey, even do a journal or two of where you are and what is it that you believe that you're put here in the earth to do. So that's Journaling with Dr. Tanji, finally deciding to move forward. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It is.
I'm excited for the book. I want to learn some new things about
you.
Oh,
you're so beautiful.
You're catching me there.
Do what?
you catch me at the with the VIPs.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because this would not be possible without you. Man, you guys are so beautiful. I said it once, I'll say it again, and then I promise you I'm going to say all things social media. But when you are starting a business, when you are seriously serious about what it is, tell it to people that can help you get to where you are. If you notice, these two guys are in the entertainment business, and I honestly believe they were sent. They were called and chosen and sent for me to do exactly what I'm supposed to do, because when people are able to do this on the scale that they're in and come down here and help someone, then you know that I am truly blessed. And saying that, keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and of course our YouTube channel, All Things at Dr. Tanji Show. That's at Dr. Tanji Show. And don't forget to join me 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's Talk to Tanji. Just a few minutes to make sure that you're getting your day started. And that's on Monday mornings. Oh, and past shows are already uploaded to the YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji Show. And we've got some really good past guests that have come a couple of times. A couple of them have come a couple of times to talk all things, how did they get here? So please check us out. Leave a comment. I do answer comments. I really do. Someone told me that I need to be more engaging. Then guess what? I'm going to be more engaging. Yep.
Well, we look forward to seeing more of you.
Thank you, sir.
All righty now. So next, we know that Tanji is all about the business. She's all about the business, and she has you know, many businesses, very successful. And in order to do that, you have to have a certain mindset. You have to be privy to certain information. You have to be ambitious. There many different qualities that come with running and owning a successful business. We're in an age now where everybody, you know, claims to have a business, but let's put the results you know, to it. Let's attach the results to having a business. Having a business is not just enough. You got to drive through and make sure that, you know, you're executing and running, you know, things smoothly and efficiently. So with that, we want to talk about a few things with Dr. Tanji. You done with that, Jay?
Yeah, we do. We do. We also have a new series coming up with one of our guests, Angelo Haskins, coming out for talk.
Yes.
Where we get to dive this on a more deeper and more personal level. So this would just be a little tidbits to keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your mouth open, keep your senses open. Just
absolutely.
Keep them. Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
We did it, Kendra. Okay, so first off, right now, PPP is back up.
Yes.
And we'd like to know a little bit more about that. Dr. Tanji, what do you know about the PPP?
I'm glad you asked.
I didn't really know too much about it until, you know, I spoke to you and did a little bit of research. So, you know, it's always nice to, you know new information.
Absolutely, sir. And thank you so much for asking. The PPP stands for Payroll Protection, Paycheck Protection. And it's a program that the SBA said, along with the former administration, said, listen, we do not want businesses struggling. We do not want them to be without funds. One of the things that I've noticed being an African-American business, and I hate to put that kind of title, but we come in the game already underfunded. I tell people this is an opportunity to roll up your sleeves, burn the midnight oil, and apply. Do not worry if you have credit issues. Do not worry or concern yourself if you do not have an LLC. What they've done the second round, if you are an entity, if you are an individual and you've done some gig work or you've made candles or something, and you've got a bank account that can show you've had money going in your bank account, get your invoices together, get your bank statement. They're looking at February and down. Most of the accountants will start with February. If you don't have anything for February, don't sweat it. Get what you have. See an accountant who knows how to do this. Someone said, well, anybody can do it. Yes and no. I would love to have you go to someone who really understands the tax laws, because here's the thing. The SBA, when they signed this thing December 30th, they gave every bank, every commercial lending institution 10 days to get that money that fall for us, because if you are on the cusp of, oh my God, I got to pay the rent or I got to pay the light bill or what have you, those monies will be deposited into your account. When you get your, when you fill out the application, you submit the paperwork that they're asking, really, really simple. When they have your information, they're going to scan it, send it over to the SBA. SBA has to give you a decision in 3 days, and you have to have your money within 10. So with that being said, they're going to look at your net income, divide that net income by 12 for 12 months, and then give you 2 times that amount. That's if you are a sole proprietor and you do not have an LLC or you're incorporation. So I really, really want people to hone in on you know, I've been saying this probably for months now. There's going to be another disbursement. They're going to make certain that these small businesses stay in business. Well, after this one, there's going to be a part 3. Ooh, if you do not have your paperwork, I can't beg you enough. And I'm really serious about this, guys. Enough of standing on the sidelines now. I know things happen. I know what it feels like to be homeless. I know what it feels like to have everything taken away. I know what it feels like to have mismanagement of funds and blame God that you mismanage your funds. I was guilty of that. Not anymore. Get your business. It's not a time for you to sit on the sidelines. It's not. So, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a lot of information you threw out. I just have a question. How do we learn more about getting a business? Because like, if you go back to like middle school, high school, we're not really ushered mm-hmm. to like start something. We're ushered to be employed. Now, how do we even like, let's say round three is coming. You said round three is coming. All yes. right. I don't have a business, but I know my talents. I know my, like, let's say I'm a singer and I think of myself as a business. How do I market myself or open up an account to like start my business or my entity? Like where do I find research?
If you're really serious, and I use the preposition if, and I do not like to use that word, but when you're serious about your business, and I'm not saying that you're not serious because you don't have an LLC behind your name, but you want to start separating yourself or begin to think about separating yourself from the product. Don't want to do LLC, you want to do an incorporation, that's fine too. The status that you want to look at if you are a single member LLC, you want to do something that's called a subchapter S. An S Corp really does make certain that those taxes pass through your corporation and you're not double taxed. The last thing you want to do is to be double taxed. Now, you will show income, and this is really getting kind of in the meat and the potatoes of the business, but you do want to show on your K-1 that you are a part of that business and you do take an income. But if you've got that beautiful voice inside of you and you want to start to sing as an entrepreneur, then KJ Sing or something, but make it
an insane.
When I was in Atlanta just a few days ago, I had the assisting the number, and the joy that this man felt, it was just incredible. And he was like, thank you so much. But my thing was, I'm the one that's excited because now you believe. There are four things that he mandated us to do in Genesis 1:28. And when we do those four things, yes, like Niall said at the top of the hour, you will have persecution, but keep your focus. How many times have I gone broke? Oh, dear God, more times than I won. How about that? But mm-hmm. at every time someone said, why didn't you file bankruptcy? Because my God ain't broke. It was me that mismanaged the money, not him. So I had to go back to him and say, would you show me how to get out of this? Because I want to pay people what I owe them. Again, with your taxes, that is so vitally important. You got your LLC, you got your tax ID number. Now you got to do this thing called filing your taxes. Yeah. Please file your taxes. I was so guilty the first time I let someone do it, a really big corporation, and they didn't do it. I wound up owing $650,000 because the IRS does not want to care. They don't care about you not knowing that your taxes were not filed. File your taxes, even if you've not done anything with the business, just file a zero and keep it moving. That way it shows them that you're serious, you're not in this country, or not doing what you say you're doing, and you're not doing it properly. So pay your taxes by all means. If you can't pay them all at once, set up a payment plan. My seventh book.
We're in tax season already. It's you know, as a young entrepreneur, Niall as well, we're not taught in school. We have to take a class to file taxes, you know?
Yeah.
So it's one thing that I know I wish that like they taught, like school would teach us like, hey, this is how you file your taxes. This is how you change an engine. You know, I don't know. Like little stuff that like, oh, this is going to go a long way.
You better believe it.
I attend two colleges, Pepperdine University and YouTube University. I find most of my things that I wasn't taught, I just go to YouTube. Like, oh, okay, that's I'll figure something, you know. But you have a lot of information, Dr. T.
Thank you so very much, baby.
Can't wait to hear everything that you have to share with Angelo for Talk to Tanjiri, because yes, you can start a business, but now can you sustain it? Now that's the question. We talk about persecution in the beginning of the show, and you're gonna experience that.
Yes.
You're gonna experience that when you start a business, like, oh, you have to pay this bill. Like, life still happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not making millions of dollars right off the bat.
You know, I didn't make my first $1 million. I see. I gave away four. I didn't make my first $1 million until about maybe a few years ago. I kid you not. And again,
wait, to put that in perspective, when did you start your business?
Oh, 1995. But that was my fault. I went to med school. I was daring to go to med school at 31 years old with three children and two dogs. So I did that. Thank you, Lord. And yeah, when I got back serious in the business, it was years and years. But here's what I will say, the takeaway or the caveat on this. When you do start making money, and you will about it, you will in it and follow a set of principles. Please don't give away the store because it feels good. Do not write a check unless he tells you to. And I tell anyone that does the consulting with me, do not write a check. And I mean it. But they were so good to me. They, you know, they held me down like four flat tires. Do not write a check because that money will go so quickly. It will blow your mind. Please make sure you're taken care of first. And then you do what you're supposed to be doing. But how can you take care of or help anybody if you haven't helped yourself? That's a religious mentality, and you can't do it. Just don't do it anymore, please. But I am available if you're serious about doing it. I am. I really, really am, because I want to see people win, man. You getting to your goal is going to help get there just now. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's definitely information that we need to know.
Thank you, sir.
I feel like a lot of us are just uneducated, as Ted said, because they don't teach this in undergrad.
Yeah.
So they don't teach that in school. Maybe a little bit in business school, but,
right.
You know, unfortunately, with our society, they teach us how to be workers, and they teach us how to, you know, be a part of the herd.
Yep.
You know, and in order to get outside of that, you kind of have to educate yourself and work to put yourself into position. Then those people who also are working towards that position or who have already done it, then you come together as a community. And then you find out those little things you don't know about, like the PPP. You know,
right.
Like
yeah.
And they're still giving money with the EIDL, too. That's still in effect, too, because...
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yep. You're absolutely right.
A lot of letters. I was like, what?
So you do not... seriously, you do not have a reason not to have take advantage of what's coming down the pike. Don't worry about your credit. Do what you say you're going to do with that money, because you will be held accountable. You will.
Yep. And we all should have a Dr. Tanji class of how to become valuable, not successful.
Influential. Yeah, because the money will come.
Money will come. Money is easy. Money, you can.
It is.
Once you, I would say this, if you have knowledge, you know, I think knowledge is more powerful than money, because now you know.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'll say knowledge in action.
That's it.
Then you can have all the money. You can have all the money you could even dream of.
You better believe it.
You can have, you know, all of this is even in the Bible, how to maintain your
family. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It is. You're not preaching or teaching heresy here. It's written. And what you don't want to do, honestly, again, is think with that broke mentality. I was broke. Because I maintain valuable to the kingdom. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Right. And to close our show, just we're going to play a little bit of a closing out of the late Kobe Bryant.
We're going to play the video, right?
Yes, the video.
Wonderful.
Like we can see it, or we just have to listen.
What?
Earlier you played the video, but we can only hear it. Are you gonna
activate? Yeah, you're gonna wait. You couldn't hear it.
We could hear it.
We heard it, but we couldn't see it with our eyes.
Oh, you couldn't see it.
No, we
were just looking at you, your beautiful face.
Okay, this is a new platform, and I am learning. I am learning as we go. So.
You're doing amazing, man.
Like your mom, like you're playing basketball. Your mom's like, "You're doing great, sweetie." You just airball the shot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'll let y'all hear it if y'all can hear it.
All right, good deal.
Can you turn your screen or no?
Well, he might be only 18 years and 5 months old, but this guy can do everything that the veterans can do and do it better, perhaps. Kobe Bryant.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here.
You know what? It's not even the same. We can't even see it. You know.
Okay. Yeah. No worries.
The montage. The montage.
I got one job. One job. I'm just.
That's our show.
I'm like, did you just go away? Like, what happened?
Don't forget to join us every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here, LA Talk Radio, the Dr. Tanji Show, Niles and KJ. Thanks, Roland. Thanks, Sam. Don't forget to smile. Join me Monday, 7 a.m. I'm your girl, all things positive. Bye.
Keep the Mamba mentality alive.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.